Hey, it's Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. You know, I was just thinking about hope. It's a powerful little word, H-O-P-E, hope. You know, and I was saying yesterday at church, we can live a good while without food. We can even survive for days without water. But you take away all the hope from a man or woman, and it's over. It truly is over for them. And it's just a matter of time before we're gone. I don't say that lightly. I truly believe it with all my heart. God is the source of our hope. As the old songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. But what happens is, because we are designed to run on hope, that if our hope is gone, sometimes we start looking for hope in the wrong places, or we begin to place our hope or misplace our hope. And that's a dangerous thing, because God is the source of hope. And He is the only one that can do what He says He's going to do. The Bible says we must believe. This is how to please Him with faith. We must believe that He is, that God is, He exists. And that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So when we come to God and we place our hope in Him, then mighty things happen. But when we begin to lose hope, when we offer up prayers that, well, are offered without any expectation of being answered, that's when hope is diminishing and nearly gone. I was thinking about a woman, a dear lady, that I used to visit when I was a pastor in Conley Springs, North Carolina. And the lady was just precious. She was an elderly lady. I look forward to seeing her. She was always, always excited. She always had a smile. And then she would always show me, when I would go to her house, some things that she had been working on. And she'd paint things, and she'd do things with this various different arts of creativity, and she'd give me something once in a while. And she was just so proud of her work. Come and see what I've made. Come and see what I've painted, she'd say. And occasionally there would be a caregiver there, because this lady was close to 85 years old, probably. But something happened, and her children decided to place her in a nursing facility there near Conley Springs. And I remember the first time I went to visit her in that nursing facility. She was just crying as I approached the door. And I went in and talked with her and had prayer. Went back a second visit, same thing, crying as I approached the door. I heard crying and weeping. A third visit, same thing. There was not a fourth visit, because she had passed away. And that's because hope was taken away from her. And her only hope she had left was in the Lord, and she was praying the Lord would just take her on home. And He did. I do believe that that's how we make it through hard times. That's how God's people have survived hardship all throughout the ages. It's how the people that were slaves in America survived not being able to make any decisions for themselves. They put their hope in Christ, and they'd sing songs like "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home." Well, that's because they were looking beyond the circumstance to the promises of God, and He is our hope. He is our stronghold. The psalmist says that the Lord is my portion, therefore will I hope in Him. Another place, the Word of God says, hope never disappoints. Don't lose sight of hope. Check it. Make sure you're placing your hope in the right place. Make sure you're trusting God to do what He has promised. This is Joe Barrett, and this has been 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day.